the Tour de Podcha from Proper Sport.
Welcome along on Proper Sport to day four of the Tour de Yorkshire, and we're in Leeds today. Well, I'm in Leeds. Michael Waydock is going to be in Halifax a little bit later on for the start of the men's race, and of course the culmination of four fantastic days of cycling across Yorkshire, and it really has been stunning. It's going to be another stunning day today. The weather is set fair. In fact, it could be one of the hottest days of the Tour de Yorkshire, which doesn't bode well. Certainly is going to be a day to take on plenty of fluids. But also this morning, what's happening in Leeds is the Sportive, the Maserati Sportive, which is where everyone else can have a go and try out the roads on the Tour de Yorkshire. And if you're a keen cyclist, you can be doing it for a charity. It's a fantastic thing. And one of those people that is taking part in this today is my beautiful wife, and that's lovely Lulu. Hello.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Are you looking forward to this?
I'm a little nervous, but yes.
So tell us, last year you took part in it last year. How was it last year?
Insane.
It was, well, it was a bit vertical, wasn't it?
It was very vertical. I've never experienced anything like that. I had like a religious experience during it. It was so insane.
It really was hard. I think you're a little, it's a little bit easier this year. I say easier. I'm not doing it, so I could say it's a breeze. It's a breeze. You'll be fine.
Yeah, I think saying that it's easier is a little cruel. I've trained really hard this time.
You mean you didn't train last time?
I didn't train last time.
What?
Well, not as much as I have done this time. I feel a bit more prepared this time. And the hill, I've trained much more on hills from last year.
Well, you have. But the other major difference is that people may not have realised this. Last year, you did this on the 50K. You did on effectively a mountain bike.
I did. Which, and they do say you can do it on any bike except for an electric bike, which I think is a little mean.
It is mean, that. I'll do it on an electric bike.
Yeah, I'd do it on an electric bike. But yeah, I did it on a hybrid bike, which was really heavy. I mean, people were going past me and going, oh my God, I can't believe you're doing it on that.
I can hear. We're moving up. We're around Woodhouse area.
Nervous.
We're around the Woodhouse area of Leeds. It is really, really sunny. You can just hear in the background there the announcers getting them ready for the off. What time's your start time?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. Now this year we've invested in a road bike. So what's been the difference being on the road bike to the mountain bike?
I'm super speedy.
Really?
Yeah, I'm speedy.
Do you actually feel the difference?
Yeah, like I don't know whether or not it's the position I'm in actually, or whether or not I am just like super fast. Like everything's going past me. I'm like frightened. I'm going so fast.
Well, look, I'm super proud of you. Isabel's super proud of you. You're going to be fantastic, and we will catch up with you at the end of the race.
Thank you. Bye.
Break a leg.
Thanks.
But don't.
Don't. Oh my God, no.
Okay, so Lulu's about to get off on her Sportive. 50K she's doing, and well, she's going to do fantastically well, and we'll keep you updated on that. And of course, we're going to have updates from Michael in Halifax for the start of the men's race a little bit later on as well. It's the Tour de Yorkshire on Proper Sport.
From Proper Sport.
Well, we're down in Leeds for day four of the Tour de Yorkshire, and it's the Maserati Sportive this morning, and I've got some guys here that are racing for candle lighters. It looks like if your shirts are telling me the right thing.
That's right, yeah, we're all from Tong Garden Centre and we're doing it for Candle Lighters, which is a kids cancer charity in Wakefield.
Excellent stuff. Have you ridden this sort of far before? Is this a new thing for you?
We'd like to think so, but we'll tell you later.
Which one are you doing? Are you doing the short, the medium, the long?
The middle, the medium route, so 84 kilometres. Yeah.
84 kilometres. Yeah, yeah. It's going to be a bit hot. You got yourself enough fluid there?
Hopefully, yeah. I've got two bottles with me, so that should be enough, I hope.
Should be. They say a bottle an hour for the normal men's race. Yeah. So how many hours?
2 hours we're aiming for. No, I think
2 hours? My God. That would be unbelievable. That would be unbelievable. What about yourself, sir? What sort of time are you hoping for today?
Just finishing, I think, would be good today. We're going to take in some of the glorious Yorkshire countryside with some friends and colleagues, and yeah, that's all it's about today.
Please tell me that you've got plenty of sunscreen on.
Yeah, no, I got caught out yesterday in Richmond at the start, so with no sunscreen, so I've slapped on the 30 today.
I'm not surprised. And just finally over here, obviously a fantastic event to get involved with the Tour de Yorkshire. This last 3 days have been superb.
Yes, absolutely fantastic. Been trying to follow it closely. Looks like it's an exciting race out there. Looking forward to seeing the finish later.
Yeah, should be spectacular. And you get to finish on the headrow yourself. That's pretty cool.
It's great. Looking forward to it in the centre. Yeah, it'll be good fun.
Superb. Listen, good luck, guys. Have a really good... break a leg, but don't. All right, cheers. There we go. We're live in Leeds for the Sportive. It's the Maserati Sportive on Proper Sport. We'll continue with updates, of course, throughout the day. Well, we're down in Leeds, ready for the start of the Maserati Sportive on Proper Sport. And I'm with Helen Barrett from St Anne's. Hello.
Hello. Nice.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Enjoying the sunshine down here today?
Yeah, it's a lovely day for it.
Perfect, isn't it? And you've got, how many riders are going to be riding for St Anne's today?
We've got eight. I've already seen two of them go. Three of them go this morning. And another one's already gone as well. So it's just three to get
three to
now.
Go. Three okay, to which go. Is what one, including my wife, who's just getting ready, limbering up now. She's an old pro at this. She's done it this last year.
She is, yeah.
So just tell us a little bit about, I know about St Anne's, but maybe the listeners don't know too much about St Anne's and what you guys do.
We're a charity in, its head office is in Leeds, not just down the road actually.
Yeah.
We learn disabilities, mental health, homelessness, substance misuse, and we cover right down to Sheffield all the way up to the North East, so we cover quite a big area. So it's quite a big organisation.
Yeah, no, a huge organisation.
Yeah, with loads of dedicated staff as well.
And it's great that you're getting involved with the Tour de Yorkshire, and I'd imagine there's loads of people that want to do this each year, and obviously they can do it and raise some money for charity.
Yeah, it's great that we've got these eight staff that are willing to train in their own time and give up their own time really to do loads of training as well as doing the day jobs.
Yeah, exactly. You don't fancy having a crack yourself next year?
No, I'm a bit unfit at the minute.
You should tell me, I am as well. I'm not sure I can do this.
No, not just yet. I'm firm. I'm still getting over a child.
Oh, right, okay, fair enough. That's probably a good idea. Just concentrate on that at the moment.
Still got mum tum.
A bit of mum tum. But if people want to donate, they obviously just do a quick search for St Anne's.
Yes, if you search for St Anne's on Just Giving, there is a section on there for the Maserati Tour de Yorkshire race. So it'd be great if everyone could support us because the money's going towards our clients for assistive technology. So the clients can use special devices to communicate. So, every little helps and anything would be great.
Brilliant stuff. Have a lovely day.
Thank you. Thanks, Darren.
We're live down at the start of the Maserati Sportive, and they're just about to get underway on the 50K, and the wife's going to be going very shortly.
The Tour de Podcha from Proper Sport.
Good afternoon, you're listening to Proper Sport, and this is Michael Waydock at Peace Hall in Halifax. I'm here for the fourth and final stage of the Tour de Yorkshire today. 189.5 kilometres, the riders will wind their way to lead. Six King of the Mountain stages today: Hebden Bridge, Goose Eye, Borden Moor, Park Rash, Greenhow Hill and Otley Chevin. Two sprints today as well. 20 teams, 137 riders began on Thursday in Beverley, all hoping to succeed Serge Pals as the Tour de Yorkshire champion for 2018. The pride of Halifax is here. Halifax's own Hannah Cockcroft is the official starter. We will hear from the multiple Paralympic and world champion later on. So, who will win the Tour de Yorkshire? The Dane Magnus Cort Nielsen is in pole position. He's the overall leader. He got 6 bonus seconds yesterday after finishing second. He has a 10-second lead over Greg Van Avermaet, who finished 8th yesterday. It's the fourth and final stage from Peace Hall Halifax to the city centre in Leeds, and you'll hear it all unfold on Proper Sport. It's Proper Sport at the start of stage 4, the final day of the Tour de Yorkshire. I'm by the Madison Genesis bus and the team cars now with Connor Swift. Connor, sum up your day yesterday. Decent one for you.
Yeah, it was pretty good. For starters, we had Johnny McAvoy up in the break, which is good, and he stole a couple of KOM points, which meant that Mike Cumming could stay in the KOM jersey, which is great for us, and hopefully he can retain that today. And then the breakaway came back, and my teammate Tobin Orton, he helped me in the final few kilometres, moving me up in position, and yeah, I gave it a little bash in the sprint.
And in terms of obviously you being a Yorkshireman, riding in Yorkshire and having a great day, how does that make you feel?
I mean, at some points on the course yesterday, the crowd was just phenomenal. There was at one point 50k in. I thought we were going back through Beverley with one of the towns. So yeah, it's great being a Yorkshireman in this race, and yeah, the support's unreal, and trying to just compete for the win in the finale, it's fantastic.
And Conor, what I'm interested in with the Madison Genesis team is you're signing autographs, you're posing for pictures, there's stuff here for the kids. How important is it that at events like this, members of the public, cycling fans, can come up, see you, meet you, see the kit?
I think it's real good. We have Madison Genesis, the team, they do a lot of social work, and they give out freebies like caps, bags and little banners and stuff like that. So it just gets like more, it inspires like the younger generation, I think, as well. If we're signing some little kid's jersey or whatever, and then they might want to be a bike racer, you don't know, it just gets them, encourages them to go out on the bike and things like that. So I just think it's great, and we get a lot more of a fan base from that as well. So yeah, a lot more people supporting Madison Genesis and getting the brand out there.
Yeah, I've seen a few kids wearing the replica tops today as well. Just finally, how are you feeling at this stage? We're at the start, not long to go whilst we're chatting now. What's going through your mind?
Well, it's a lovely day, so not much else. I mean, you couldn't want ask for much more, I don't think. But personal note, it's just a case of just trying to just get stuck in today, really. Don't really think about the how hard it's going to be so much, because you never know what can happen in a bike race. So I just think, yeah, just wait and see. It's just a bike race at the end of the day, and let's get on with it.
Six climbs today. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you very much.
The Tour de Podcha. From Proper Sport.
Well, welcome back down to the Headrow in Leeds, where the riders have been coming in for the sportive of the Tour de Yorkshire. The main race, that's underway, of course, and we're expecting them in around about 5 o'clock, 5:30 this afternoon into Leeds. But one finisher of the Tour de Yorkshire 2018 is my beautiful wife. Hello.
Hi.
Stephanie, how are you doing?
Yeah, easy.
Really?
Yeah, no drama. Could do it again.
How many times did you fall off?
Twice.
Okay, just twice. Did your brakes fail?
Yes.
Okay, so was it harder than last year or easier?
Oh, it was easier than last year because of the bike.
Because you got a better bike.
I'm done.
Your cycling career is over.
I'm selling that bike.
You're selling it? No, you've got to keep the bike now.
I'm done.
No, you can't say that. Steve Redgrave said that after coming out. If we see him in a rowing boat again, shoot him. And he went back in another twice. You can't say no.
Yeah, I can. I can totally say it.
Never say never. What's going to happen now? Are you going
to finish this beer?
You've got a beer. You've got a protein shake. Yeah. You're going to be eating today.
Yeah.
Large amounts.
Yeah, and sleeping.
That sounds a real good plan. Well done.
Thank
you. Very proud of you. Mwah. There we go. So a finisher on the Tour de Yorkshire Sportive. It's my wife, two-time finisher of the Tour de Yorkshire, now in 2018. We'll have updates from the rest of the course right the way throughout the afternoon here on Proper Sport.
The Tour de Podcha from Proper Sport.
On Proper Sport then in Peace Hall in Halifax, as we get ready for the start of the Yorkshire Terrier stage. They are saying this is the toughest stage ever in the Tour de Yorkshire. This is the fourth edition, of course. Today we have 189.5 kilometres from Peace Hall here in Halifax to the city centre of Leeds, and our cyclists, around about 120 of them, have gathered together. They've been introduced onto the stage, and now the holders of the jerseys make their way to the front. There are beautiful blue skies over Halifax. We have the blue inflatable Halifax start line here as well, and the countdown is on. There are 50 seconds until the official start of this fourth stage of the Tour de Yorkshire, the fourth edition of the Tour de Yorkshire. We had 20 teams, 137 riders who set out on Thursday in Beverley, all looking to succeed. Serge Pals as the champion of the Tour de Yorkshire. Yesterday in Scarborough, Max Valsheed of the Sunweb team won stage three, but our overall leader wearing the blue jersey here this afternoon is Magnus Cort Nielsen of Denmark. He won 6 bonus seconds yesterday after finishing second. He has a 10-second lead over Greg Van Avermaet. We are just moments away then from the start of the Yorkshire Terrier stage. 10 seconds to go. Seven, six, five, four, three, two, one, go. Halifax sends them on their way to Leeds. Halifax's Hannah Cockcroft, the multiple Paralympic and world champion wheelchair racer, sends them on their way as the official starter. Magnus Cort Nielsen resplendent in the blue jersey as 120 odd cyclists in their team colours make their way past me now. Other ones to look out for today: Mike Cumming, the king of the mountain so far, and Pete Williams wears the Dimension Data jersey, voted the most active cyclist of yesterday. Six King of the Mountain stages. The first one at Hebden Bridge is at 16 kilometres. Then we go to Goosey, Baden Moor, Park Rash, Greenhow Hill and Otley Chevin. And we have intermediate sprints today in Kilnsey and also in Arthington. It's the fourth, the final stage of the Tour de Yorkshire. So the guys are underway on the fourth and final stage of the Tour de Yorkshire, but the pride of Halifax is still here in Peaceful, and that's Hannah Cockcroft, multiple Paralympic champion. Hannah, great to see you. How much are you enjoying the Tour de Yorkshire?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's, well, obviously we've got the weather, which always makes it amazing, but every year we just seem to top ourselves. The crowds here at the Peace Hall are absolutely incredible, and it's just so nice how Yorkshire always turn out for sporting events. I think we need our own Olympics by now.
Yeah, the Yorkshire Olympics surely can just be a couple of cycles away, but you're here. Did you ever imagine that Halifax would look like this, host this kind of event?
I think we've always had that kind of, we've always had the ability to. It was just for someone to bring that event and make it come alive, and that's what Gary Berry does with everything that he touches. He turns it into gold, and you just look around this Peace Hall today and look around the entire route that the cyclists are about to go and endure in this heat. And just the support that they get, it's fantastic to see. I saw it, you know, at my homecoming from 2012. Everyone comes out and supports, and it just makes me so proud to be from Halifax and from Yorkshire.
And just in terms of the race, are you following anyone in particular? You have some official duties today, I guess, as well.
Yeah, so I'm actually starting today's race, which is very exciting. Well, I have to say now, I've just been given one of the riders' hats from Holdsworth, the team, and so I feel like I'm one of their team members now. I've got to support them for the rest of the tour, so there you go.
Well, they are a Yorkshire team from Rotherham, so you obviously are a Yorkshire champion as well, so it works well together. And are you going to get out and see some of the race today?
Yes, definitely, hopefully. You know, that is the exciting bit. An honour to be here to start the race, but really what I want to see is I'm going fast and enjoying those hills that I get to push up and down every day.
Quick word about you, where are you at the minute? What are you up to?
So my season started last weekend. I'm pushing pretty well. I'm aiming towards the European Championships in Berlin in August. So yeah, everything's going well, and if we could have a bit more of this sun, then I would definitely appreciate it.
More medals, more world records this season for you.
That's the plan, but fingers crossed.
Fantastic to have you on Proper Sport. Enjoy your duties as the official starter today.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
The Tour de Podcha from Proper Sport.
Start pushing record, and that's it.
Well, we're here on the hedgerow, and I'm with cycling royalty, which is Chris Boardman. How are you?
That's very kind. Good. I mean, it couldn't be better, really, could it? We've got crowds that are 10 deep. We've got fantastic weather, and we've had some spectacular countryside. I think it's Yorkshire at its best.
And looking at the stage today, this is hard. I mean,
yeah,
probably
it is
the hardest of the lot.
I mean, there's six classified climbs, but I stopped counting at nine in reality. I mean, effectively, the road, there is no flat. It goes up and down all day. They've had 12 hours of hard racing in the legs already. It's the hardest stage of the Tour of Yorkshire so far. And it's going to be like a single day race. We've got 35 riders all within 1 minute of each other. One decent breakaway and it's over. No, it's not going to see a big bunch finish today.
Are you quite surprised how big the Tour de Yorkshire has got? Because
yes,
this is unreal, isn't it?
Yeah, to be completely honest, yes we are. And I remember when they announced after the amazing Tour de France, we're going to have a Tour of Yorkshire, and we thought, no, don't do it. Just leave it alone. It was brilliant. Walk away. But Gary Verity had faith, put the event on, and it was amazing. We've got bigger crowds here than you see at World Championships.
Wow. And loads of people taking part in the sportives today. Loads of them on Boardman bikes. Got to fill your heart with joy.
That pays for my breakfast. I think at whatever people ride, it's brilliant that people use bikes. It is better if they use mine, obviously. But I think for me, the success of an event like this, it's a great spectacle to watch. But it's when you can actually everybody can participate. You have town centre things for the kids, and you've got the Sportif for adult challenges. The beauty about a Sportif, of course, you don't have to be in a club, you don't have to have a racing licence, you get a bit drunk with your mates, you agree to do it, you turn up and you do it at whatever speed that suits you, and I think they're wonderful, and I envy them this morning in this kind of weather and this kind of countryside.
Thanks very much for your time. Cheers.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thanks. The Tour de Podcha from Proper Sport.
Welcome back to the Hedgerow here on Proper Sport for the final day of the Tour de Yorkshire. And it's been a spectacular day so far. I'm down here with Michael Waydock. Michael, stunning weather. And, well, the Sportive we've been watching so far, and that's been pretty good.
Yeah, it's fantastic, actually, to be reunited with you as well. We saw the start in Beverley on Thursday, but we've gone our separate ways around the course, and now here we are reunited at the finish. The Sportive, I think you were saying 4,000 odd people taking part in that. We've seen some sights, it has to be said, at the end of that. Some of them have ridden 82 miles today, and not a flat 82 miles, up some stunning hills and some stunning scenery as well. So, yeah, they've been coming through, getting their isotonic beer, which they get given, and their medal at the end. But what a fantastic achievement. And despite the fact I can hardly ride a bike, I'm thinking about it for next year.
Oh, you're mad. Well, the wife has done it. She did it in 3 hours 38. She's very, very happy about that. But let's come on to the men's race. They're currently on, I think, the penultimate climb of the course this afternoon, which is just like they've just come out of Pateley Bridge, and they're on that penultimate classified climb.
Yeah, watching some of the pictures here at the finish on the Hedgerow in Leeds, as you say, got to Greenhow Hill. So they're 138 kilometres in now. They've got just over 50 kilometres to go. And it's Stefano Rosetto of the Cofidis team who's heading over the top now of the Cut to Greenhow Hill in first place. And that means he takes a very, very strong lead in the King of the Mountains classification. One more climb today, one more classified climb, and that's the Cut to Otley Chevin with around about 25 kilometres to go.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. It's going to be a fantastic finish right here on the Hedgerow. Expect them around about 10 past, 20 past 5, depending on how fast they go. But it's going to be an excellent atmosphere on the Hedgerow.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. I don't think we'll see Stefano Rosetto coming through winning this stage, but, you know, we said that about Harry Tanfield, didn't we, on day one, and he just held on. There is a really strong peloton, a really strong chase pack. Some of the names to look out for in that one: Owen Dahl, people will know about him, of course, from what he's done at the Olympics, and Connor Swift, who we spoke to earlier on Proper Sport. It was fantastic to get the views of Connor Swift, and he's up there or thereabouts in the general classification. He's part of that chasing pack.
As we've said, the Sportive has been running since around about 7 o'clock this morning. Pretty much everyone has finished of the Sportive right now, but we caught up with a few people that are waiting for some of their family members to come across the finish line. Well, we're down on the Hedgerow, ready and waiting for the men to finish the Tour de Yorkshire, and we've got a young family here who are getting quite excited. What's your name?
Karen.
Karen, how are you?
All right, thank you. Enjoying the weather?
It's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
And enjoying the cycling so far?
We are, yes. We're waiting for my husband and their dad to finish his little race.
His little race. Okay, yeah. So how much of the Sportive...
82 miles is done.
82 miles?
Yeah.
And he's wow.
From his work to here.
He's ridden from his work to here?
Yeah.
As well as the
82? Yeah. Wow, okay, so that's pretty awesome. What sort of time are you expecting him to come through?
Any minute now.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so are you going to get around to the finish line, or are you just going to wait here?
We're going to wait here, yeah.
Okay, you're going to give him a big cheer when he comes through?
Yeah.
Is he the only cyclist you're interested in this afternoon?
Yeah.
I can understand that. That's fair enough, isn't it? And what's your dad's name?
Nick,
okay. So do you want to give your dad a big cheer for when he comes out? Let's practice your cheer for when your dad comes around the corner. Go. 3, 2, 1, go.
Woo!
That's pretty good. I think he'll hear that. Are you going to stick around afterwards and watch the men's race?
We might do, yeah.
Depends how he feels.
Yeah.
He might need an alcohol-free beer.
Yeah, definitely.
You never know. Okay, enjoy the rest of the afternoon.
All right, thank you.
Thanks very much. Yes, we're down on the Hedgerow for the Tour de Yorkshire. It's the final day of year 4.
We're at the finish of the Tour de Yorkshire stage 4. We're awaiting the elite men, but before that, of course, we've had the hundreds and the thousands of riders taking part in the Sportive today for all different reasons. I'm with Mark, who's proudly wearing his medal, and also a T-shirt for Mind, the mental health charity. Mark, how was it today?
Tougher than I expected. Very hot, but fantastic. Really well organised. Very tough hilly route though, but really enjoyed it. Really so good.
Tell us who you were riding for today and why.
Well, I'm riding for a charity called Mind, which is, deals with mental health and depression. I've currently raised £6,000 for charity, so I feel pretty proud today.
And how much was that in your mind when you were on those really hilly bits and it was getting very difficult today?
Yeah, a lot. It's important when people have sponsored you and you raise a lot of money. It's, you know, you've got to put a lot of effort in. It's quite close to me and my family, and you know what I mean? So it was quite a personal thing today. So, yeah, really good.
And you can't just rock up and do this. Tell us how much training you've done.
Not enough after today. I've been training last few... Obviously, with the weather, it's been difficult over the winter, but I put quite a lot of hills in the Peak District around Sheffield and Derbyshire, and I live in quite a flat area, so it's not been as easy as I've expected, but, yeah, it's been tough, but you've got to put a lot of effort in, yeah. It's hard, very hard.
Well, Mark, you've been raising money, you've been raising awareness for Mind as well, and now you have a medal. How does that feel to have that hung around your neck?
Absolutely amazing. I've had a fantastic day. It's been brilliant.
Lovely to speak to you.
Thank you.
The Tour de Podcher from Proper Sport.
Well, welcome back to the hedgerow. Bathed in sunshine on this Sunday afternoon. I had to think what day it was then. It's been a long 4 days of the Tour de Yorkshire, Michael.
Yeah, I was just wondering actually how the guys cope doing 3.5 weeks on the Tour de France. And I don't mean the guys doing what you and I are doing, which is talking about it. I mean the guys out there on the roads. This stage today, 6 climbs. Could you imagine if this was day 4 and you still had another 20 odd to go?
Doesn't bear thinking about.
Just goes to show what absolute athletes these guys are. And I think maybe a little bit, because one of the great things about this event and about road cycling in general is you get so up close personal with these riders, because you can wander around in the morning and you see them arrive in their little motorhomes and their team buses, and they're there and they're fiddling with their bikes. I was with Ross Downing this morning and he was putting his seat up 3 millimetres, and people are just there gathered around watching him do it. This is a guy that's done everything, has competed in everything. He's an elite cyclist, he's now obviously captaining a team as well, but to be able to see that level of detail, you don't get in the dressing room with footballers, cricketers, rugby players before a match, but you do see these cyclists. And I think because you do take that for granted a bit, that you can get so up close and chat to them and find out how they're going to do today, you forget actually they have put some miles in, and not just here, but you know, when they do the big tours, the classic tours, the Vuelta, the Giro, Tour de France, they are some athletes.
Oh, they certainly are, and they're going to be shattered today, because there's about 35 kilometres left until they head down into the centre of Leeds. Of course, this is where Le Grand Départ, where our first love of cycling in Yorkshire came back in 2014, which just sort of gave birth to the Tour de Yorkshire in the end, with Sir Gary Verity obviously inspired by that Grand Départ. What are we expecting? There's a little bit of a breakaway at the moment out in the front there, but we saw them keep hold of that in Doncaster, of course, and we mentioned it before with Harry Tanfield. I'm not sure if they're going to be able to do it again today.
Yeah, a bit of breaking news actually, because normally the public get to vote for the Dimension Data jersey, which is the jersey that's awarded for the most active rider of the day. Today, no public vote. One man above all has won it in the last few moments, Stefano Rosetto, and he's the man that's out in front. I'm having a look. You know, he's got, it's a good few minutes lead at the moment. Certainly on the peloton, there is another rider between Rosetto and the peloton, but there is a good sort of 5 minutes now between the chasing pack. There's some good cyclists in that chasing pack. We mentioned a few earlier, likes of Owen Dahl, and Connor Swift is in there as well. Other ones in there, Mark Christian, Brent Bookwalter as well. So, you know, there are some good cyclists, but they've got a lot of work to do. Not saying they can't do it, because we do have one more big climb. Chevin Ottley, of course, one more big King of the Mountain stage. Not saying they can't do it, but they do have some work to do.
Yeah, they certainly do. We're expecting them about 5:10 here, 5:15 into Leeds, and we'll bring you obviously commentary of the finish of the 2018 Tour de Yorkshire. And don't forget, if you've missed any of this on Proper Sport earlier on today, or over the whole of the Tour de Yorkshire, you can download the Tour de Podcher. That's available from Audioboom or from iTunes, and today's episode will be up
and ready a little bit later on tonight. But let's just go back to some of the colour that we were talking about, because there's thousands of people down here and loads of them took part in the sportive earlier on. And one of those families we chatted to earlier on because they were waiting for their dad, Nick, to finish. And I caught up with Nick. Well, a little earlier on, we were chatting on the hedgerow at the Tour de Yorkshire to a young family that were waiting for their dad, Nick, to turn up after he's been doing the sportive this afternoon. He has just turned up. You're looking fresh as a daisy, Nick.
Yeah, I don't feel it. It's the hardest thing I've ever done, mate.
How you did the... was that the...
I did the big one, 82 mile, yeah.
Wowee, okay. Yeah. Did you at any point think, I can't carry on?
No, never. Got a little thought in my family there I kept looking at.
I'm liking that.
Inspiration, you say. Couldn't let him down.
What was the hardest bit for you?
Greenough Hill. I've never been up out like it. It was horrendous.
Did you have to walk at any point?
I've never got off, no. I've pedalled up everything today.
Wowee, okay. I would imagine you've burnt some carbs now, Nick.
Yeah, I'll have a look on my Strava, actually.
Because my wife did the 50k and it said that she'd burnt like 1,500 calories today. So is it pizza and beer tonight?
Yeah, well, Indian, I think. I'm having a nice Indian, a couple of beers.
A couple of naans?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, definitely, that'll be needed. Do you think you'll be doing it again?
Maybe not, no.
But a good thing to be taking part of this year.
Oh, yeah, brilliant. Yeah, yeah, at least I can tick it off my bucket list now.
Yeah, exactly. Go and relax, and well done.
Thank you very much.
Brilliant. Cheers, stuff. That's Nick, who's just finished 82 miles. That's the long one. He's got the red banner on his bike as well. 82 miles, a fantastic effort by him. Loads of people have been doing the sportive. 4,500 of them have been going over the line this afternoon, which is a massive increase on last year. And they're still coming over the line now. And, of course, we're waiting for the men to come through at around 10 past five here on the hedgerow on the Tour de Yorkshire 2018 here on Proper Sport.
The Tour de Podshire from Proper Sport.
On commentary on Proper Sport, we are on the hedgerow in the centre of Leeds, where we are about to salute our winner of stage four. He's done it the hard way. He turns to look at the peloton. They're 50 seconds back. He punches the air and crosses the line. Stage four belongs to France. Stage four belongs to Stefan Rosetto of the Cofidis team, all in red. Stefan Rosetto has led this stage for over 100 kilometres. All the big guns were chasing him down over those past 10 kilometres. Greg Van Avermaet, the Olympic champion, couldn't get there. Serge Pauwels, the winner 12 months ago, couldn't get there either. It's Stefan Rosetto in front of the town hall and the library. As we see the pack now, they could not do it on this brutal stage, this Yorkshire Terrier stage. And it's gone to Stefan Rosetto, our winner on the hedgerow on Proper Sports.
And a little bit earlier on Proper Sport, I caught up with the winner of the 2018 Tour de Yorkshire, the outright winner, of course, Greg Van Avermaet. Greg, congratulations. Winner of the Tour de Yorkshire 2018. How does that feel?
Yeah, feels pretty good. We're really happy with the win. And it's the first win since BMC, since Andy died. So for us was kind of a goal to win this race in honor of him. Tomorrow is his funeral, and for us he was our big boss, supporter self for many years. So I think this demonstration from the team today was kind of for him, and I'm really happy that I could finish it off here in Leeds, because it was not that easy.
No, very, very hilly today and very hot as well.
Yeah, super hard stage, more than 3,000 altitude meters. But like I said, when the race opened up, we had still 3-4 guys there, and I was pretty surprised. And then from there on, we tried to control as good as possible. And I think everybody, we were only 5 guys, but everybody did it 100% his best. And I'm so happy that I could finish it off.
And a word on the Yorkshire crowds out today, and there are thousands to come and see you.
Yeah, it was amazing. The whole week, actually, I remember from the tour, and I remember from the Tour of Yorkshire 2015, the crowds are amazing. This year we were lucky with the weather, and they came even more out. And yeah, I think this race is really its place on the calendar, and it's pretty amazing. So I hope to be back also next year.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
The Tour de Podshire from Proper Sport.
Well, there we go. The end of the Tour of Yorkshire 2018, the fourth version, and some excitement at the end there, Michael. We wondered if he'd be able to hold on to that lead, and Stefan Rosetto, he did it. Unbelievable.
Yeah, what a brave, brave effort today from over 100 kilometres. I'm just getting my breath back, let alone my voice on that finish stage. But what a lovely moment for him to come up the head row, to know that he had won it. He was able to turn, just check there was no peloton behind him ready to swallow him up. He knew that there wasn't because they were 50 seconds back. He was able to punch the air. What I quite enjoyed about it was his tongue hanging out there over the past, the last few kilometres, wasn't it? So, yeah, really, really brave ride today. No doubt, obviously, he won the jersey for most active rider. There was no public vote even today on that. So, yeah, great day for Stefan Rossetti. And Greg Van Avermaet, who was second in terms of the general classification coming in today, he sat just to my right-hand side now. All the cameras are trained on him because he is our overall winner. He succeeds Serge Pauwels as the overall winner of the Tour de Yorkshire for 2018.
Well, we'll be catching up with the winners of today's stage and the overall winner very, very shortly. You'll hear those on the Tour de Podcher podcast. You can download that a little bit later on, of course, from either Audio Boom or from iTunes, so make sure you do that. Michael, it's been a spectacular event.
It has been a spectacular event. Again, millions and millions have been poured into the Yorkshire economy. The sun has shone from start to finish right across the 4 days, and 2 million plus have come out onto the streets. I think that number, when we get the actual numbers from the police, those were the estimated numbers. I think when we get the actual number, we'll see that there were many, many more. We've seen four brilliant stages of the men's race, two historic stages for the women, and I think we have a worthy winner as well. The Olympic champion from Rio, Greg Van Avermaet, the winner, the 2018 winner of the Tour de Yorkshire.
Thanks very much for the last 4 days, Michael, and see you next year.
Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully, and hopefully it'll be as good as it was this time around. It just gets better and better.
Thanks very much for listening to all of our updates here on Proper Sport, and make sure, as I say, download the podcast, the Tour de Podcher, and you can relive the whole of this 4 days.
The Tour de Podcher from Proper Sport.